You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a brand new one there from DuckTales, self-released 12-inch EP, actually just on his own label called New Images. EP's called Killing the Vibe, and that was actually done through a Kickstarter through that website where, you can get people to donate and to help your cause, whatever that may be. And early editions of the record came with a cassette of unreleased material. We'll be playing some of that in future shows. Anyways, we've got a whole whack of new music to get through this week. Some new stuff from Neil Campbell's Astral Social Club, Nate Young of Wolf Eyes, something from his forthcoming LP on NNA, some stuff from Hobo Cubes, a brand new one from High Wolf, just released on the Holy Mountain label, and some nice stuff to help compound the gray bleakness that is outside, permeating everywhere right now. Up next, we have a new one here from White Rainbow, based out of Portland, Oregon there. This is actually a Pay What You Want MP3 only album you can get from the White Rainbow Bandcamp page. It's called White Rainbow Lays Down the Boogie. This song here is called Sandwich Patrol.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard was from Astral Social Club, one of a few monikers of Neil Campbell, best known for his work as Vibra Cathedral Orchestra. Anyways, new Astral Social Club record on Decoder Records. That song there was called Wishaw, and the album is Generator Breaker. And right before that, was White Rainbow with it's called Captain Sandwich Patrol, not just Sandwich Patrol, for those curious out there. It's about just as dumb. Anyways, great MP3 only album that you can get from his Bandcamp in a pay what you want style. Great to see him continue on in that kind of mutant dance vibe he's been going on. Most White Rainbow fans will know him as a pretty much strictly ambient recording artist for his first few releases, but gone on to do some quite different stuff. And DuckTales with Couch Surfer starting everything off today. Right now, we're going to play something from Drip House. This is a new LP on the Great Spectrum Spools label, a new subsidiary of Editions Mego. And it's curated by John Elliott of Emeralds. Drip House is the moniker of one Darren Ho, former Iowa City native and former member of Raccoon, who have since demised and split off into several other groups. Anyways, Darren Ho has been releasing a lot of stuff under his own name, Drip House, and working with Jeffrey Witcher, a.k.a. Renee Hell, as Mandelbrot and Sky, having released an excellent LP on Digitalis earlier this year. Played some on an earlier episode. And anyways, this is Drip House with Dots, taken from Spectrum Spools 008.
You We'll be right back. The world has changed.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was France's High Wolf. Brand new LP just released on Holy Mountain called Atlas Nation. The track that we heard there was called Rajini. And the somewhat unpronounceable, at least to my non-Finnish speaking tongue. Before that was Tu Sanu Skat with Tipa One. Taken from an album I'm not even going to try and pronounce here. Anyways, released on the great experimental label based out of Finland, Phonal, and featuring a member of Shogun Kunitoki, who will also play on that, or put out records on that label, and Tomu Tontu, who we've played here before. They released a great LP on New Images, and I believe they have another record on another label that's not coming to my brain right now. Anyways, before that was Drip House with Dots, taken from a new LP released on Spectrum Spools. Looks like the name of the album is actually taken from the catalog number assigned to the record, Spectrum Spools 008. Right now we're going to play an excerpt from a cassette just released on the Not Not Fun label by Inner City. The tape is called Boy in Forest Trying to Hotwire the Earth. Inner City is actually the pseudonym of one Hans Dens, who's released a myriad of other projects under many, many other names, including DJ Ketamine, Instant Space Research Orchestra, The Monotonous Worlds, Bottoms of Black Lakes, and release a lot of stuff on under the name Inner City on some great labels like Aguirre and Animal Image Search, Release the Bats, SF Broadcasts, Bum Tapes, Hobo Cult Records, NNA, which is actually a brand new 7-inch. And it's really great stuff here from this guy. Anyways, gonna stop babbling here. This is Inner City.
Hi, my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Rambutan, taken from a four-way split double cassette released on Deep Tapes, also featuring Lee Noble, Hobo Cubes, and Derek Rogers. And that song was called Unknown Companion. And right before that was Inner City with an excerpt from the second side of a new cassette released on Not Not Fun called Boy in Forest Trying to Hotwire the Earth. Right now we're going to play something from the aforementioned Hobo Cubes, a Montreal-based musician, very, very prolific, as well as running his own cassette label called Hobo Cult. And yeah, this is actually taken from a VHS released on Hooker Vision, about a 40-minute long VHS compilation, just of weird late night television images, of course accompanied by Hobo Cubes, his own music here. So we're going to play, this is actually taken from an MP3 rip of it. It's just a short little piece here. So this is the second untitled track from the VHS, which is called HCHV VHS. Thank you.
Thank you. CBC's got Cover Me Canada, but that's got nothing on the Junkyard Halloween Girl Covers Night. This all-lady Halloween special features Terror Bird covering Kate Bush, Nuh-Uh doing Riot Girl covers, and Mass Marriage, Floral Moral, and Sophie Sweetland covering Susie and the Banshees. The fun starts Saturday, October 29th at Pat's Pub. Doors are at 9, show at 10, admission is by donation, and costumes are more than encouraged. Junkyard is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. I'm going to end off in about 15 minutes here. Got the student show coming up next. Last track we heard there was from Radiant Husk. Just a little excerpt from the first side of a cassette called Optics, released on Brunch Group. Isabelle Ducasse before that with Wax Taciturn of Temper. And that's actually the duo featuring Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma, who runs, helps run a couple labels and does some great solo stuff. And that is a partnership with William Trevor Montgomery, who I haven't heard much of in a while, but had a great split with Flying Saucer Attack probably about 15 years ago now. Anyways, new LP that just released on Blackest Rainbow by that duo. Father, fairly recent cassette on Root Strata before that. With Invisible Cindy, and the cassette's called The Return of Father. And Lee Noble with Indian Princess, taken from Horrorism, a new LP released on Bathetic. Right now, we're going to play a little piece from this new record on SA by Angels in America. The song is called Follow Me Out, and we're going to follow that with a couple kind of more ambient, darker pieces here. After that, we're going to have Nate Young with Come Unbidden, new forthcoming LP on NNA. And I think we'll have enough time for one last song by Christine Vansu, who did the artwork and accompanying DVD that came with a Dead Texan CD released about 6 or 7 years ago. Dead Texan was the solo project of Adam Wiltsy of Stars of the Lid. Anyways, I think this marks Christine Vansu's very first release, released by Cranky. I think we'll have enough time for that one last bit. Anyways, first up here, Angels in America with Follow Me Out. Pop Drones will be on next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
from the dead. Bigger, but not for me, as I know live for them. From a branch of sugar pine, of nuts and ruddy apple blossoms, the tree I found you hanging from, blood and cuts and clean and crosses. I cut your body down and spent my days a scump around the world until the moment came to travel on and see what's mine. Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 11:30 right now, and we are just about to start the student feature hour. We're going to be here from 11:30 till 1 o'clock. Actually, I shouldn't say we. It's just me by myself in the studio right now. But yes, student feature hour is going to be until 1. Halloween is coming up this weekend, of course. And actually, not technically this weekend. Technically, I guess it's going to happen next Monday. But all the events and such are happening this weekend. Going to be a weekend of spooky, ghost, and costume debauchery. A lot of stuff happening. CITR is, of course, holding the 27 Club, or Club 20... Something to do with 27. Let me get the exact name for you later. But at the Pit on Friday night, we are having our event, and it's going to start at 9. There is no cover, so it's absolutely free. So you really can't go wrong there, of course. There's cheap beer, no cover, gotta go. We have our CITR DJs spinning some stuff. We're going to have Ochre playing, who runs the DJ program here. And also some people from the DJ program who want to take their stuff to a more public level. So we're going to have them playing. It's going to be awesome. And the theme is for people who died when they were 27. And there's a lot of names in that club, which include...